The conference will now begin.
Okay, it's 1:15. Calling home is Akshay Hashem. Back to learning Torah Rabbi Nachman. Today we're going to continue reading from Rabbi Nachman's introduction from the Bethel Research Institute's newly published English version of the first halachos of Rabbi Nachman. Yesterday we finished off by discussing the main intentions of Rabbi Nachman. The main intention of all of his Torahs and all the Torahs of his Rebbe Rabbi Nachman is that we ultimately we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply and sincerely. And to the nicer to do, although there's we have a lot of important things, spend a lot of time on the medrash, on the learning, but the ikir is the practice of the avodah itself. And that's what Rabbi Nachman wants us to know. And he says on page 11, second to last paragraph, he said, as I myself heard from the Rebbe's holy mouth, there is no one who can properly understand his lessons. The Torahs of Rabbi Nachman were way too high for anybody to really, really understand. Since one has to thoroughly recall the words of his holy lesson and be proficient in all of its areas, its specifics and its fine details. That means you'd have to know Kol Torah Kula, you'd have to know every Pasuk and Pshat Remez Yesod, you'd have to know all the Kisei Arizal and everything like that. Therefore, many places I was obliged to discuss and expound at length on the teaching and to repeat the idea, the same idea, several times, in the hope that the substance of the true intention might enter the reader's heart so he may clearly comprehend the original insight. The main thing, says Rabbi Nachman, is that the insight brings him to action. Again, that's the main inyan that Rabbi Nachman talks about, and Rabbi Nachman, is that they want to bring you to action, that he is inspired by it to fulfill the Rebbe's words with simplicity, and that he puts into practice the principle that I have extracted from the Rebbe's teachings, upon which I constructed the specific discourse, since the Rebbe's thoughts are extremely deep. Every Torah of Rabbi Nachman is based on Rabbi Nachman, and Rabbi Nachman wanted us to do, and Rabbi Nachman is just expounding and spreading out the Torah of Rabbi Nachman in order that we can also do, and we can take his Yisod into many places of our life. And he continues, it is clear and understood by every intelligent person that one needs to preserve wherever original insights and interpretations are elaborated at great length in the holy literature. Whenever you have a big Yisod or a big insight from one of the tzaddikim, you need to learn it well and to learn it slow. This is true whether they appear in the Gemara and its commentaries, and the texts of Kabbalah and Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Yesod. It could be in the commentary of the Shach on Chosha Mishpat, or in an extremely lengthy answer in a responsa in the Shalos Hatshuvos. It certainly occurs in the works of the Arizal, in which each homily or drush expands greatly in many directions. And most times a homily mentioned at the end is firmly linked to another mentioned many pages earlier. Whoever is well-versed in the Arizal's writings understands that virtually the entire Eitz Chaim and Kriyat Chaim are one long homily, one long drush. Wherever lengthy expositions appear in this work, Rabbi Nachman says, because he does have very long Torahs on each of the halachos, he says the reader must not be intimidated, will grow anxious over the impossibility of ever grasping such an extremely long discourse in the mind and intellect. Regarding this, the verse states, the eyes of a fool are to the end of the earth, as Rashi explains. A fool is always looking at the end of the textbook and saying, I can't do this, this is ridiculous, this is too hard. Trying to say, how many blot are in this masechta, and then saying, ooh, that's way too many, I can't even start. That's a fool who looks at the end. But the wise person says, I will study a bit today and a bit tomorrow. You know, as we say, is l'chalig more. It's not upon you to finish the melacha. But v'lo'ata ben chorin li batel me'at. You can't be a ben chorin. You're not a ben chorin to just be mevatel and to nullify and to not learn. A little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. And that's a big yisod that Rabbi Nachman himself teaches. So whenever we see such long Torahs, long melachas, just keep going, little by little. And we'll see that in each portion, as we've learned in Rabbi Nachman, and in each portion that we'll see in Rabbi Nelson, you have a lot to learn out from each part. And if we understand what Rabbi Nachman is doing, he takes one yisod of Rabbi Nachman and he draws it through Kol Torah Kula. So then really in each spot that we're in, we really can learn the whole yisod, and we don't necessarily need the entire halacha. And Rabbi Nachman continues, the youth need to know this well. And it is the responsibility of their instructors and teachers to inform them of it, so that they will not be intimidated or made anxious at all by a lengthy explanation or insight. Rather, they should focus their eyes and thoughts on that discourse and proceed gradually. First, they should concentrate on one point until they somewhat understand it. See? Somewhat understand it. and then progress sequentially from one insight to the next, from one point to another, until they have finished a page or two. Each time they should proceed in an orderly fashion from one point to the next, without intimidation or confusion. This way they will accomplish their goal in peace. And even one who is not exceptionally gifted will be able to understand even a very long discourse. I had to mention this here, says Rabbi Natan, because in our book, Praise Hashem, such lengthy expositions appear throughout. And so I have come to remind the reader not to be intimidated, but to proceed in a sequential manner from one point to another. Don't look down, and the safer is, don't look to the end. Just keep going. Doing so, he will proceed securely. And if he pays attention, he will understand that whatever seems to be extensive exposition was entirely necessary for explaining the point well. And this is often a very important point for us. Actually, in many instances, what seems to be drawn out appears so only at first glance, before one has concentrated on understanding the matter well. But afterwards, when one studies further and pays attention to what is being said there until he understands it well, he will see that everything I repeated many times still requires a great deal of additional explanation. So there will be nothing, as much as he tried to explain for me Nachman, and I'll tell us in a minute, and as much as he tried to bring it down into different concepts in Halacha and Avoda, nevertheless, even his words are very high. And we need to, as a chabura, we need to, as a chevra, to try to even understand it even more. The key we have to imagine Rabbi Nachman is the Gemara, and Rabbi Nachman is the Shulchan Aruch. And then even when you have a Shulchan Aruch, you still need a Prima Gadon, and you still need a Ber Hekev, and you still need a Shaar Tzion and a Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, whoever is learning this Sefer specifically has to try to understand the Shulchan Aruch, the Lekutei Halachot, as much as they can, and then to sit on it to understand where we could take it deeper into our lives. That's what Rabbi Nachman says. Still requires a great deal of additional explanation. For with Hashem's help, most places in these books contain very deep concepts whose foundations are in the holy mountains, according to the awesome hakdamas that are great and holy already revealed. Rabbi Nachman's hakdamas were huge. The yesodas that he brought down were tremendous, and Rabbi Nachman can only bring it down one more level. But even that's huge. So we will have to bring it down even more. Their profoundness is without measure or end, these are friends of Rabbi Nachman's Torah. Their profoundness is without measure or end. And each individual who genuinely desires the truth can understand. Each one can commensurate with the capacity to comprehend. Each person according to his understanding. Go to the next page on page 15. Therefore, these original insights that Hashem has kindly granted me, which are all based on the Rebbe's holy words, also contain depth. Renaissance word also contains depth. Because they all approximate an interpretation and explanation of his holy words. That said, I know in my heart that the measure to which I have penetrated the meaning of his words amounts to less than a drop in the ocean. That's a tremendous line. With all the pages and pages and pages that Rabbi Nachman wrote, to say that his words are only they're less than a drop in the ocean of Rabbi Nachman, that doesn't mean we should give up. Adrabah. We have to go right. And he ends off with the true God, guide me in the path of truth. For the one who examines the heart knows the secrets of my heart and my thoughts, that my whole desire is solely for the quintessential truth. Blessed is our God, who has rewarded us with good and given us a Torah of truth. May he continue to do for us these things and many others like them. May he recall the kindness of our ancestors, and may he grant truth to Yaakov. May the verse soon be fulfilled, truth will spread from the earth. Until the time of the throne of David, David HaMelech is established with kindness, and he sits upon it in truthfulness. May this happen speedily in our days. Amen. May such be as well. With that, we conclude the introduction to Hagdama of Renaissance to his own Sefer. Next week, we'll start the first halacha, which is entirely based on a Zamra, the most famous of Rabbi Nachman's Torahs, the Torah of the Kudatova, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah next week. Everybody should have a great day and a great rest of your week.